Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone's doing well. I wanted to bring up a different topic today. It's something entirely, it connects with spirituality, but I wanted to talk about pop culture, rap culture, you know, the interest in designer clothing, you know, the whole culture behind the music industry, and how the new artists that are between 20 to 25 that are producing these hip-hop albums that I'm sure everybody knows who they are, what kind of impact it has on us, and if you know, why is it so, you know, appealing? Why does it appeal to us? You know, what kind of energy does it bring? You know, how do we balance out? Because honestly, I listen to it too. You know, I sometimes listen to it when, you know, I'm excited to, you know, go socialize or something, but I keep it to a minimum. I listen to a lot of classic piano and symphonies, so it's important to have symphonies in your life. I would keep it at like an 80% like calm, soothing, and maybe a 20% for the excitement. And make sure, obviously, to do not, you know, don't, like, do any sort of, like, spiritual stuff, you know, as you're listening to, like, you know, disturbing, basically it's disturbing music. So, but, you know, sometimes it can be helpful for, like, let's say you play sports or whatever, you know, it's basically for excitement and, you know, getting you, you know, prepared in a different type of way, like accessing different parts of your brain chemistry. But it's important to make sure that you do not listen to that music in the morning. Do not listen to that music often. I listen to it occasionally in the evening. I haven't today. It's something that, you know, everybody deals with. You know, everybody likes different types of genres of music, but we have to get down to the bottom of what kind of frequencies these are getting into our bodies, and affecting our, you know, layers of energy. So, you know, as long as the thing is about the etheric body and the first protection that it has against, you know, the immediate surroundings that you have, is if you are, you know, it's going to not, like, be bumped or, like, you know, kind of agitated if you are, let's say, like, listening to, you know, maybe some rap music. As long as you're enjoying the rap music and you're relaxed and you're not, like, you know, and let's not even get into, like, punk or rock and roll. That's just a whole other thing. But, you know, rap is, like, a medium type thing. It's lesser than what we'd call punk or rock and roll. So, you know, make sure you, like, take days off where you just don't listen to it. If you don't listen to it at all, then that's good. But I'm here to express, you know, that I'm, you know, 25, and in my generation, I grew up listening, before my spirituality, listening to this music constantly, all the time. And it served a purpose at its time, but I've found that it's not serving a purpose now. And it's more just a frequency that I don't like. And so as I become spiritually aware that these sounds are important, these, you know, the expressions of speech are important, and all the things these people are saying in the songs, it just all gets into your mind and your body and affects you in certain ways. And so, and like yesterday, I was listening to one of, song, I don't even need to mention what song it is, but I just, like, this is not the frequency I need, you know, this, I don't need this right now, it's hurting my shoulders, you know. So I don't know if you guys feel the same way. So why, you know, why are we so attached to, you know, the whole pop culture, like, it connects into the sneaker realm, you know, it connects into, obviously, the music industry. And it connects into, like, entertainment. So why are we so obsessed with these types of frequencies and pop music, and what is it about it? Is it a certain level of tone that these producers are making that make it sound like our brain is getting harmonized? What is I'm sure some of the frequencies are good. Some pop songs are cool, like by women, but at the end of the day, keep that 80-20 where you're listening to sympathies and music that's gonna heal your body. It's proven that sound can heal your body or hurt your body. Just take, for instance, like an argument with someone who's yelling, and it's just like, it's just hurting you. So, I mean, obviously, you're protecting yourself, but it's just not something your body is liking. So, and we have the choice to what we want to put in our body, especially with our own earphones or earbuds. So let's make, conscious decisions and figure out why, as a society right now, we are so interested in designer clothing, rap music, social events. And it has to do with self-worth. We're identifying ourselves and making ourselves feel involved and experienced and sociable and loved, and that's what everybody wants to be. But unfortunately, we're experiencing it through those avenues that can be damaging to the higher realms, and that you won't be able to reach your higher bodies. They're still there, but it's harder to activate them while you're, especially if you're intoxicated and doing a lot of different things. It's not good for you, and your higher bodies won't be able to be activated. They'll be there, but the point is to activate and keep these layers strong. So if you guys have any thoughts, message me what your experiences with New Age culture. I don't know my age of range of people that are listening, but I'm 25, and I grew up on, a lot of different music, but mainly when we were being sociable with my friends, we would be listening to, like rap music, and it's kind of now it's kind of a different, it's kind of mixed with, the production is so, engineered in a way that it's not even rap music, it's something else. Like, it's not even identifiable. And you gotta make sure that as you get older, you gotta make sure which frequencies you need, and you'll go through life, and I certainly have found out that certain situations and frequencies just hurt, and like I can't be around it. It's like telling me, like, yeah, this is agitating my layer of energy, and giving that data to my brain so that I can, understand that and prevent it from happening. So I think the main reason why we're so, it's like so contagious is one, and unfortunately this is a bad part of social media, it's social media. Instagram, Facebook, these platforms do so many great things for people to connect. But with every good, there's going to be some sort of, bad. So what, why is it so contagious? Because we love to express our self-worth and our involvement and make ourselves feel important. And that's what everybody wants. That's what I want too. But there's a whole other importance that we need to identify that we're not, activating. So it's like a catch-22. Like, we're, feeling important, but we're not even addressing the real source of energy that we have. By, camaraderie is good, and creating music and production and, connecting with people is good, but being intoxicated and obviously it's good to the need for good clothing has been a need for a long time, right? I mean, it's different fabric, it's better for you, so it's sought after. I know some of the designers are using different fabrics that, there's just a want for it because it looks good, and it's really produced well. They really make good clothing. That's why it's, and it's not, there's nothing wrong with having amazing wardrobes and everything. That's what you need to have. But what I'm getting at is, I like going out and buying certain, clothes, but how does that, why are we, my main thing is the obsession with the music. That's the main thing. You need to have clothes, so don't get me wrong. But my main obsession is I've been talking a lot about frequencies and how it can agitate our bodies and our layers of energy that protect us. And so what's the point of putting these frequencies in our body, right? I mean, some of them do, and sometimes when you do listen to this new age rap, and here's the thing, it just depends on what type of state your body is in, what type of, if it's going to accept it, because the way they produce it and engineer the drums and the beats, it hits you in a certain way that does harmonize you, but it then, after a while, the body realizes like this is not harmonization, So it's like pulling. They're able to implement so many different instruments into these beats that, when you first hear it and you listen to it, and then, after, like, let's say you listen to music. Rap music all day, and then at 5 you're just like, dude, I cannot take the frequency anymore because the levels of, the somehow it's just affecting your body. So what I think it does is it like mimics harmonization, and obviously there's a lot of like, I'm gonna say there's some like really good tunes they're using too, like really good frequencies at the base of their songs. But then they drop it, and then they bring a certain attitude on it, and then it's just like it gets contagious, and that fuels the intoxication, what am I trying to say? And like it like promotes intoxication, and it promotes this sense of attitude, and it's contagious, and it gets into me sometimes, and I have to just back out and say, this is not who I am. So I'm curious to see if anybody has dealt with, what music, like, is if there's any older listeners, like, that have listened to rock music, and how it, how was it for you guys? What other music did you listen to at the time? How did it affect you and your friends? Did you guys always listen to it? So message me. I haven't got a message yet, but please, someone message me. And let me know what, just anything, what you guys want to hear. But if, let me know what, how music affects you, right? My last episode was a really spiritual, mantra episode. And I go and then do a couple, hymns. And these frequencies are so important for us. And just doing it alone like made me feel so good, and it's important because there's something about the sound of it's hitting your DNA and cells, and because cells can change and adapt, and your DNA is constantly being programmed, constantly. When you eat a Big Mac, your DNA is accepting and changing. When you consume something, when you whatever you're doing, whatever you put in your body, your DNA is accepting and collecting and storing. The music, like it's important. It can harmonize certain tunes and sounds, calmly, and hymns can really get a frequency into your body that causes these cells and DNA to basically form certain structures or geometric or basically just connect and harmonize and feel like there's energy being produced to them or given to them. So it's important to make sure that you know what you're listening to, you know. And I deal with it too. Like I have, you know, music downloaded on my phone, that is stuff that's just like, it's just something from my past that I'm trying to get rid of. And you know, as I grow, I'm getting rid of it. But you know, sometimes I engage in maybe one or two songs, and that's just how we, you know, we try to pry things out of our lives. You know, we don't want to, you know, because I had some, you know, when I was younger, I had like emotional things happen to me. And some of these songs are like emotional, and at the same time, they're like rap and really influencing. And it's not even rap, it's something else. And so you become like emotionally attached to it, and it's something that like stays with you. So it's because of the production of the beats and the sounds of all the instruments that they use electronically. They're really getting it down to a science, and these people that produce these beats are really working hard, and they're good people. There are some, you know, kind of weird, you know, dropbacks of, you know, or backdrops of that sound kind of you know, like some ancient you know, theater, you know, that it just sounds like really intense and something that's so unique, you know. It's just like, do we need this in our body? And the answer is we have to have balance, and we can work these things out of our, you know, our liking as we get older. Because obviously I've gone over what the truth is in life, but I wanted to kind of bring up how I experience it, and how, you know, how I still, you know, have to you know, get out of that state of mind. You know, and everybody, you know, everybody goes through different little changes of mood through the day. So it's important to make sure if you're feeling that way, try not to listen to that music, because try to listen to you know, classical music, because, or something calming, or something, you know, there's a lot of electronic EDM, calm EDMs that are really good. That's a good avenue. Very good avenue. There's so many good avenues in that realm. But I wanted to kind of get your guys' take on, you know, why are we so, at least the people, you know, why is there like such like a magnetic force to this music? You know, what is it about it? And why, you know, why do myself feel like I want to listen to it when, after a while, I'm just like, dude, I can't listen to this anymore, you know? So what is it about it? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Wanted to kind of give some insight on that. But try to keep that in 80-20. I'm not gonna listen to it for like 2 weeks or something, because I'm just gonna focus on doing more yoga, chants, and mantra and stuff. So it's not even something that I want to be a part of. So just know that everybody's going through journeys, you know, and I just wanted to bring my you know, my experience with music. And I also want to know what your guys' experience, especially people who are older and, you know, were in the 70s or 80s and listening to the music then. What kind of, you know, influences did it have on you? Did you have calming music that you liked too? You know, what was it like? I know, you know, from obviously from what we hear, that, you know, there was an intense music, you know, attraction that happened in that stage. So, you know, a similar one is going on now. It's just in a way that's like the music is so engineered, like so produced with these instruments, so nice, and but also at the same time, like, you know, damaging. It's weird. It's hard to explain. But And I'm not going to mention the artist because it just doesn't make, I don't want to do that. But, I'm trying to figure out why does it make me feel good? And then why does it make me, want to put the phone down and take my earphones out, So I, after listening to classical music, I could literally fall asleep to it. I could have it on all day, I could have electro, EDM, calm all day, and obviously at some point music we're gonna put down because we're like, okay, we need silence. So, and obviously that's a big thing too, is silence. How much silence do you have in your life? Are you available to have silence? How can we incorporate silence and non-activity and, stillness? We're always taught to be, and that's just a system we're in. We have to work and we have to do things. We're always taught to be doing things and running around. And it's like, wow, when you, especially with info that I've shared before, it's like, wow, this is completely opposite of what, our true inner purpose is, And maybe there's purposes for, like, technological revolutions and, certain types of industry that advance, but I feel as if we're off, we're not on the right path. So, but there's still good going on. There's still people doing meditation. There's still people, experiencing, a lot of good things naturally. But yeah, it's interesting. It's very interesting, and it's very. It's. I mean, just about any teenager in high school, or any person 25 and under, or even up to 30, is sometime exposed to this type of new age culture, music, and it's like a synthetic. The instruments cause, like, 'cause they use some like, harmonic, piano tunes or certain, I'm not sure what they're called, but they use some harmonic, instruments there, but then they twist it in a way where it then becomes a, like, all the other instruments that they combine that somehow make it, damaging for some reason, or like, so it makes you feel a certain type of way, like you're excited and like you're I think it's like a confidence thing. People like to think, feel confident using by listening to it. I have felt that as well, but what kind of damage is it doing to our body? Is it our mind, our can we, if we live in this frequency, can we advance into other frequencies? Obviously we have, things that we need to address within our body, and how long can we stay in those frequencies? I mean, it's a good question. So I wanted to kind of give my experience on it. Message me, guys, and I'm gonna be posting a couple more episodes tonight. I have a lot of different things I want to talk about. But I wanted to bring on, I was just walking from the store and I was like, this is, I just felt glad that I wasn't listening to, any type of, like, the classical was really hitting me well. And I thought, to the yesterday when I was listening to it, like, why is it so, like, make me feel good? And then why does it make me feel bad? Like, I want to get down to the bottom of it and make a episode. So, thank you guys for listening. I hope people are listening. I know not many people come on, but I want to spread this, and we'll get this going. And I'm on Spotify. I'm on Google Podcasts. So please share this with everybody if you like the message you're getting. If you like what I talk about, if there's any topics you want me to talk about, let me know. And I'll see you on the next one.